It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, this is me. This is Pinky the Pig. And it's time for the Pinky the Pig podcast show. And thank you to our listeners. And I like to introduce, and of course you already know, Mildred the Moo Moo Cow, my great, 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 excellent friend.
Hi, Pinky. Did you have a nice weekend?
I had a glorious weekend. How about you, Mildred?
I had a glorious weekend.
And on today's President's Day.
It is, yes.
And, you know, we already did a whole podcast about President's Day. If you want to go back and listen, we would appreciate that.
That was episode 75. We did that last year on President's Day.
Yeah, Mildred, and our listeners can go back and listen to any episode at any time. Each episode is 10 minutes, and it's just right at your fingertips, and you can listen, laugh, and learn with Pinky the Pig and Mildred the Cow.
Oh, very good.
So anyway, yeah, it's President's Day, and we welcome our new president.
Yes, we do.
And we live in a great, great country.
Yes, we do.
We live in a great, great planet Earth.
Yes, we do.
We live in a great galaxy.
Yes, we do.
And we live in an amazing universe.
Yes, we do.
We do. I feel it. Every morning when I open, well, I don't even have to open my eyes. Just when I become conscious, I feel that rush of love.
I do too.
So anyway, okay, guess what we saw over the weekend?
What?
We saw an anthill.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, Farmer Tommy. We went on this little hike and he pointed it out because it's like this little mountain, teeny tiny hill, a little tiny hill, like a little mound.
Right. And did it have pine needles?
Yeah, it has a little mound with a pine needles. And Farm Tommy has said it has like dirt and leaves and little tiny stones.
Right. But it was nice and smooth round?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Because you know, the ones that are kind of flat and a mound with a flat on the top, they're the fire ants.
No, you don't want to mess with them. But no, Farmer Tommy said this one is called a formica ant.
Formica?
Yeah. I don't know. What is that formica? Is that like a countertop?
Well, for formica, the countertop, that's a plastic material that was created in 1912, and what that did, it replicated the natural mineral, the crystal form called mica.
Oh, okay.
But actually, the actual translation for ant in Latin is formica.
There you have it.
Right, so that's where the name came from. The formica ant is the one that you saw, because I'm familiar with that. That's the round, smooth mound. Sometimes, you know, it's under the trees or a log. It's protected there.
Yeah, but they're sleeping now. They're hibernating.
That's right. They're dormant.
But Farmer Tommy says there are many, many species of ants all around the world. And the United States has like 25 different species. And it just depends on what kind of ant it is and where you are. It's all about controlling the temperature inside the ant mound. And that's the thing. Okay, when you see the mound, that's just the top of the iceberg, baby. That's just the top where, you know, the stones up there, they make the heat and they hold on to heat and they generate the heat and they bounce off each other. And they like that because they can do that. But then in the winter, that's not enough heat. So they have to go down really deep down under the ground. It's nice and warm and moist down there.
I'm sure that's where they were this time of year because there's patches of snow.
You know, it's quite a bit of snow, yeah.
Right, but that surface, it makes like of the hill, it makes like a crust, and it's hard. It's almost like a roof, and it keeps the nest waterproof, and it keeps the, you know, it keeps it dry.
Yeah, stays dry inside, has a nice roof. But here's the thing. They also use, Farmatami said, they use the pine sap.
Oh, the resin from the pine? From the pine trees?
Yeah, they put that down in there when they're building it. And then that's because it's antibacterial and it kills off the fungus. It keeps everything clean and nice from, they're so smart, they use the pine sap.
That is good.
And Farmatami said, it, even though it's, you know, there's so much snow around, it still can stay really like 27 degrees down in there. And then 6 feet down, they below just the hill part, the ant hill part. You know, ant hill, hey, you know, it's not ant, like aunt and uncle.
No, I know, we're talking about ants.
No, but it sounds like ant hill.
You have an ant hill?
No, but Carol has an Aunt Helen.
Okay.
And do you think Aunt Helen likes Aunt Hills?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I think Aunt Helen will like Aunt Hills eventually.
Okay, Pinky.
Anyway, so in the winter they go down there and then they start coming out in the springtime.
Correct.
But here's the thing. There's two parts to an anthill. You have the part that's up above the ground, and then you have this part that's below the ground. It has teeny tiny little rooms and teeny tiny little tunnels. And the little rooms are called chambers.
Okay.
And they go through the little teeny tiny rooms and little teeny tiny chambers, and they walk through there with their little teeny tiny feet and their little teeny tiny toes. No, they're inside. They don't have toes.
And Pinky, they don't have feet either. They just have legs.
Well, they got the tip of the legs. They got six legs.
Right.
But I have, you know, the insect has three parts to the body and the six legs.
Right, all the insects.
Yeah, but I'm not crazy about the thorax.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It's not that attractive.
Okay, that's your opinion. What about the other ants?
Yeah, they like it.
Okay.
Yeah, and actually, the Formica ant, they have a very slender waistline. And, you know, you gotta like that.
Right. Well, you know, Pinky, some of these anthills, they can be hundreds of years old.
Really?
Right, and they have a queen ant.
Well, like the bees and the wasps.
Yeah, they're related. And a queen ant can live to be 30 years old.
That's awesome.
And the thing is, you know, the surface might look smooth, but there are entrances all over on the top of that mound. And they're like tiny little doors, and they use little pebbles to keep them, when they go in and out, they close the pebble to depending on how, the heat inside, because it's all about controlling the temperature. That's what the anthill is all about. They'll move the little babies around as they're growing in their eggs and their larvae, depending on the temperature. So it's all about the temperature.
Yeah, it's all about the temperature, baby.
And Pinky, have you ever heard of the ant called its odorous ant?
Well, it has to do with the smell?
Yeah, because if you accidentally step on them, it smells like coconuts.
Come on.
Huh? That's what they say.
You know, I don't want to step on them with my teeny tiny hooves.
You have teeny tiny hooves?
No, pretty much.
Okay. Well, then there's another really tiny ant called the pharaoh, and it's gold in color.
Well, yeah. Come on, pharaoh, gold.
Right. And that fire ant we talked about, that one, they can have 500,000 ants in one colony, and it's just a little quarter inch of an ant. And they have a stinger like a bee.
Yeah.
But then the carpenter ant, they're bigger. They're like red and black. They eat the wood. They'll hollow out the wood to make their tunnels.
Yeah, and a carpenter. Yeah, and like you said, the one we saw, that was a Formica ant mound.
Right.
Okay, Mildred, time for the poem, please.
All right, Pinky, we have time. We'll make it quick. It is an anonymous poem, Ants in Pairs. When the ants go out to search for food, they like to march in pairs. It's dangerous work with heavy loads, and each one does a share. They march in twos in long straight lines. They look for crumbs and scraps. A cracker here, a breadcrumb there, some leftovers, perhaps. And every hour they stop to count. It's no time for a snooze. Instead, they grab a partner's hand and count themselves by twos.
Yeah, nice. Okay, Mildred, talk to you tomorrow. I love you.
I love you.